Exclusive: J.D. Vance Super PAC Ohio Ad Promises Tax Hike on Corporations That Ship Jobs Overseas. By Hannah Blow on July 2, 2021. J.D. Vance, the author of Hillbilly Elegy, who recently announced his candidacy as the conservative outsider vying for Senator Rob Portman's R.O., soon to be vacated seat, is vowing to raise taxes on companies shipping jobs overseas, as highlighted in a Protect Ohio Values ad released Friday. The PAC ad highlights Vance's vow to cut taxes on the middle class and raise them on those who outsource and thereby undermine America's economy. "We have to send people to Washington who are willing to shake the system up. Because the leaders of this country, who have plundered it, have decided they're going to reward their friends with special tax breaks, and not the companies right here in Middletown, Ohio," Vance says in the ad. "How about the middle-class people in this community get tax breaks? And we're going to raise taxes on the companies shipping our jobs overseas," he vows. "That's why I'm running to be your next U.S. Senator from the state of Ohio. Watch." The ad highlights a major difference between J.D. Vance and the other candidates in the race. J.D. will cut taxes on middle-class Ohioans and manufacturers, but he will raise taxes on the outsourcers and transnational tech behemoths undermining America's culture and economy. A spokesman for Protect Ohio Values PAC said of the $235,000 statewide digital ad buy. Jane Timken, the former chairwoman of the Ohio Republican Party, who is also running for Portman's seat, is among those claiming to be an acolyte of former President Donald Trump's America First vision, but whose actions point to murky waters, as the company bearing her family name outsourced American jobs to China, as Breitbart News detailed. Her husband served as the chairman of the Timken Company from 2005 to 2014 and became CEO of Timken Steel, which broke off from the main company in 2014. Before, during, and after his leadership of the Timken Company, the organization massively expanded operations in China and decreased jobs in America to the point where the size of its workforce in China as of 2012, according to press accounts, rivaled the size of its workforce in Ohio, as Breitbart News reported. While she told Breitbart News she remains devoted to Trump's agenda, particularly on China, she evaded questions on the Timken Company's actions expanding to China or what her intentions are moving forward in these respects. She came under fire again last month after featuring a photo of the former president on the endorsements page of her website, making it look as though she received Trump's endorsement. "People close to the president are not happy," a Trump aide told Breitbart News. Vance sat down for a wide-ranging interview with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow last month, where the two discussed a host of hot-button issues, from critical race theory to corporate oligopoly. "We've got to wake ourselves up a little bit," he said of conservatives. "Things are tough right now, but we've got to stop being so depressed," he continued. "We can actually overcome this. Maybe we have to work a little bit harder. Maybe we have to earn a larger share of the vote than the left does. Maybe we have to do a little bit more door knocking. Maybe we've got to push back a little bit harder. It's not necessarily going to be easy. But I actually think that we have really good opportunities to change this country and turn it around. Watch."